Picture this. A small seaside town. Breakfast is tomatoes, olive oil, crusty bread, maybe a few sardines. People walk everywhere. Lunch is slow. Dinner with neighbors. Sounds nice, right?
Now zoom out. That vibe has a label. Mediterranean. And its cousin, the Blue Zones, claims some folks living like this reach 90 and beyond. Walking hills, eating mostly plants, laughing with friends, and finding purpose well into old age.
But here's the twist. Some of those longevity claims, critics say the data can be messy, even romanticized. Plus, Mediterranean in New York, Dallas, or Boise, that's not the same as a fishing village in Sardinia.
Exactly. So today we're going to separate postcard fantasy from practical reality. What's the Mediterranean diet? What does the science really say? And how do you test it without turning your life upside down?
Blue Zones aren't just a diet. They're places where people move a lot, eat mostly plants, have tight communities, and live with purpose. But critics say some longevity claims are questionable. Well, we'll cover both.
Welcome to Current Thoughts. I'm your host, Jay, alongside my beautiful wife and co-host, Dee. And this podcast is where we have in-depth conversations about topics that matter to us, and hopefully to you too.
Welcome back to Current Thoughts. If you're new here, we're in a series where we're trying to make sense of healthy eating without the drama.
Yeah, let's give you a quick recap so you can catch up if you want. So in episode one, we covered why food is so confusing. Episode two, we covered whole food basics. Episode three, low-carb and keto diets. Episode four, carnivore and animal-based diets. And episode five, vegan and plant-based diets. And on today's episode, we're going to be covering Mediterranean and Blue Zones.
Today, we'll give you a simple definition of the Mediterranean pattern and what Blue Zones actually are. Highlight the best science, what's strong, what's shaky, lay out real-life pros and cons, bust a few myths, and show you how to try this in a low-stress, real-world way. And to keep it honest, we'll talk about common sticky points. Do I have to love olives? What if I'm gluten-free? Can I still do dessert? What if I hate cooking? All the real-life stuff.
If your goal is simpler meals, better labs, and a way of eating you can keep for more than 2 weeks, this episode is for you. No guilt, no perfection, just a diet that's flexible enough to fit your Tuesday. So this show shares our personal experiences and general information. We're not doctors, and this is not medical advice.
Diets that cut food groups aren't right for everyone and can affect cholesterol, blood sugar, digestion, and medications.
So talk with your doctors before making any changes.
Use today's episode as ideas to discuss with your doctor. All right, grab your coffee, your water, or whatever your drink of choice is, and let's set the stage.
Let's start by defining the diet and the lifestyle. Then we'll talk results.
Let's define this thing in plain English. When people say Mediterranean diet, they don't mean a strict meal plan. Think pattern. The diet that looks like lots of vegetables and fruit, beans and lentils, whole grains and nuts and seeds. Olive oil is your main fat. Fish and seafood are regular staples. Dairy is small to moderate, usually yogurt or cheese. Red or processed meats and sweets are limited. That's it. No magic dust.
An example of a meal might be a bowl of tomatoes, cucumbers, chickpeas, olives, a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil, lemon, herbs, and a piece of grilled fish on the side.
Now, zoom out to the Blue Zones vibe, because it's not just food. In places like Sardinia in Okinawa and Loma Linda, a few patterns repeat. One, natural movement every day. walking, hills, gardening. 2, social meals. You eat with people. 3, unhurried eating. You're not inhaling lunch over your keyboard. 4, purpose and rituals. They build in small stress relief habits. It's food plus lifestyle.
And notice what's not on that list? A 90-minute gym grind, macro spreadsheets, or a cheat day? It's built into life. You walk to the market, you eat with family, you garden, you nap, you laugh with friends. It's normal.
You can do this anywhere. You don't need a sea breeze or a hillside vineyard. If your Tuesday looks like meetings and errands, the Mediterranean part is still olive oil over butter, beans a few times a week, fruit for dessert, fish twice a week, and a big salad that actually fills you up.
So on the lifestyle side, what's one habit that makes eating like this easier? How about a post-walk dinner? 15 minutes? It's a Blue Zone move, natural movement plus time to talk. It quietly curbs late-night snacking and helps blood sugar. That's a win-win.
And social meals, even once a week. Invite a friend for a simple soup and salad night. You don't need a feast. The community box gets checked. The meal slows down, and you remember food is not a solo sport.
That's the heart of it. Flexible plate plus a gentle lifestyle. Plants, olive oil, fish, sometimes smaller animal portions, and everyday movement and connection.
Definitions are nice, but what does the evidence say?
Yeah, let's see what the research actually shows when people eat this way. So let's start with 2 landmark trials, because these weren't just surveys. They assigned people to eat differently.
So first up, Predimd in Spain, this was a primary prevention trial, meaning people without a prior heart attack. Folks were assigned to a Mediterranean-style diet with either extra virgin olive oil or nuts versus a control group told to go low fat. The headline, the Mediterranean groups had fewer major cardiovascular events.
The second trial was a Lion Diet heart study in France. This one's people who had already had a heart attack were put on the Mediterranean-style diet versus a prudent Western diet. The results? Fewer recurrences and lower mortality in the Mediterranean group. This was a big deal for folks recovering from cardiac events.
Beyond the big two, when you zoom out, the majority of reviews keep finding that higher adherence to a Mediterranean diet is linked to lower cardiovascular disease and lower all-cause mortality. This includes observational data and trials, so we get the consistent picture across all studies.
And the American Heart Association? They explicitly list Mediterranean-style eating as a healthy lifestyle that meets core heart health recommendations. So if you're asking, is this legit or just trendy, major heart organizations say it's legit.
Okay, what about Blue Zone specifically? Well, 2 truths can coexist. Truth 1, those communities highlight habits, movement, plant-forward meals, social ties, purpose that likely support longevity and well-being. Truth 2, some of the extreme centurion counts in certain regions might be inflated due to record-keeping quirks. So treat Blue Zones as useful lifestyle clues, not proof that one postcode guarantees 100 years.
In other words, the habits are the takeaway. Walk, connect, eat mostly plants, use olive oil, keep portions reasonable, and build in stress relief rituals. Don't get hung up on whether Aunt Marie's age was documented perfectly in 1918.
Let's talk mechanisms in plain talk. Why might this work? Olive oil and nuts bring unsaturated fats and polyphenols, good for lipid profiles and inflammation markers. Fiber from plants and legumes helps blood sugar and satiety. Fish brings omega-3s, heart-friendly. Lifestyle, walking after meals, social eating, lower stress, supports metabolic health and sleep. It's a lot of small wins stacking up.
And what does the science say? It doesn't say you must eat pasta daily, or that bread with olive oil cancels out everything. And it doesn't crown wine as a health supplement. Alcohol is optional, and for many, better avoided.
Also, studies are averages, not prophecies. If you go Mediterranean and feel worse, that matters. Personal response counts. Gluten sensitivity, lactose issues, or blood sugar spikes from certain grains. The pattern is adaptable. Swap in gluten-free whole grains, lean toward more legumes and veggies, pick fermented dairy if tolerated, and keep your portions balanced.
Some practical tips if you want to test this diet and lifestyle would be to have 2 fish nights with salmon, sardines, trout, or tuna, 3 legume nights, lentil stew, chickpea bowls, white bean pastas, daily big salad or veggie plate with olive oil dressing, nuts as your default snack, olive oil as your cooking and finishing fat, and walks after meals when you can.
Bottom line, from the science, for the heart health and the overall risk, the Mediterranean diet is one of the most evidence-backed ways to eat. Blue zones add helpful lifestyle, color, but think habits, not halos.
Okay, the million-dollar question. What are the pros and cons in real life regards to budget, time, social life, cravings, and travel? First, the pros. Heart and longevity signals. We've got some randomized trials and large cohort studies pointing the same direction. This pattern shows fewer major heart events and lower mortality risk over time.
Okay, so is this flexible and family friendly? This isn't a special meals for mom situation. Meat eaters can have smaller portions of poultry or fish. Plant leaners can double down on beans and veggies, and it aligns with major heart health guidance, so you can cook one dinner for everyone.
It's satisfying. Olive oil, nuts, beans, and fish bring protein, fiber, and healthy fats, which translates to you stay full. Big salads with beans and some extra virgin olive oil, that's a meal, not a side.
An everyday lifestyle wins. Built-in walking, social meals, and slower eating help with stress and sleep. It's a pattern that stacks small habits.
Now the trade-offs, because nothing is perfect. Let's start with portion creep, with oils and nuts. Healthy doesn't mean bottomless. Olive oil and nuts are calorie dense, so use them wisely. Have a tablespoon of oil and a small handful of nuts.
So when it comes to seafood, quality, and cost, fresh fish can get pricey, and mercury's a consideration for certain species. The fix? Frozen fillets, canned salmon, or sardines, and picking lower mercury options like salmon, trout, sardines, and anchovies.
For many people, alcohol adds risk to sleep, increases cancer risk, calories. If you don't drink, don't start for health.
Here are 2 more practical gotchas. Bread and pasta drift. It's easy to slide into Mediterranean-ish. That's really white bread and bowls of pasta. Keep the base, veggies, beans, whole grains, not refined carbs. And the second thing is the restaurant trap. Mediterranean restaurants can still drown everything in oil. Ask for light oil, extra veggies, and grilled over fried.
So how is the Blue Zone lifestyle on a budget? Free. Walks after dinner? Plan one social meal a week? Soup plus salad with friends? And add 5-minute wind down rituals, stretching, prayers, or journaling. That's Blue Zone energy without spending a dime.
So the big picture, high marks for heart health, flexibility, and satiety. Watch portions of oil, nuts, be smart about seafood costs and type, and ditch the wine mythology.
All right, so the definitions and trade-offs have we covered. Now let's clean up the myths so you don't get tripped.
Myth number one, Mediterranean means pasta and pizza daily. Fact. The base is vegetables, beans, whole grains, nuts, and seeds with moderate fish and olive oil, refined white pasta, and pizza. Occasional, not the base. Your fix? Make pasta a veggie delivery system. Twice the veggie, half the pasta, whole grain, or legume pasta helps. And add fish or beans for protein.
Myth number two, you must drink red wine. Fact is, wine is optional. You can get every benefit from this diet without alcohol. If you don't drink, don't start.
Myth number three, unlimited olive oil equals more health. Fact, extra virgin olive oil replaces butter. It's still energy dense. Even famous trials used measured amounts, not free pour fountains. The fix? Use a measuring spoon when cooking and drizzle the bottle for finishing. Aim for taste, not for drench.
Myth number four. Blue Zones prove a specific food is magic. The fact is, the power is the diet plus the lifestyle. Natural movement, community, purposeful living, and mostly plants. Not a single superfood. The fix? Build a stack. A plant-heavy plate, daily walk, social meal, short stress relief rituals. That's the Blue Zone bundle.
Here's a few more mini myths. Mediterranean equals expensive. Not if you roll with beans, lentils, frozen veggies, canned fish, and seasonal produce. The next one is no dessert ever. Fruit is the default. If you do dessert, think small and occasionally, yogurt with honey and nuts, or a square of dark chocolate. The next one is, it must be perfect to work. Nope, consistency beats perfection. 80-20 is plenty powerful.
And here's a quick myth bust checklist for restaurants. As for grilled or baked, skip fried. Veggies first, order a big salad or veggie plate. Light oil and sauce on the side. Choose fish or bean dish when you can. And share a dessert or choose fruit.
And if you're gluten-free or dairy sensitive, the pattern is adaptable. Use gluten-free whole grains, such as quinoa, buckwheat, brown rice. Focus on legumes and vegetables. Pick lactose-free or fermented dairy if it's tolerated, or skip dairy entirely and lean into olive oil plus nuts for richness.
The headline we want you to remember is this isn't a passport or wine club. It's a pattern. Think plants first, olive oil as the default fat, seafood sometimes, smaller animal portions, everyday movement, and meals that involve people.
Ready to try it without spending your whole paycheck?
Up next, we'll give you a 7 to 14 day starter plan with shopping lists, swaps, and time-saving shortcuts you can do this week.
All right, let's make this doable. Here's the starter plate. You can copy-paste to any meal.
So visualize your plate, half veggies or fruit, a quarter whole grains or potatoes, a quarter protein, beans, fish, chicken, or eggs, and then finish with olive oil, lemon, and herbs. That's it.
If you can memorize that template, you can walk into any kitchen or restaurant and build a Mediterranean-ish meal in 30 seconds.
Now smart swaps that move the needle. Instead of butter, use extra virgin olive oil to cook with and to finish with. Instead of processed snacks, have nuts or fruit. Keep a small ramekin for portions. And instead of red or processed meat, more beans, fish, 2 to 3 times a week. Taco night with beans or salmon instead of steak.
Okay, budget people, we got you. Cheap staples that do the heavy lifting. Dried beans, lentils, canned tomatoes, onion, garlic. Frozen veggies, broccoli, spinach, and peppers. Canned tuna, sardines, and salmon. And then oats, brown rice, and whole grain pasta.
So here's a little tip. Pick one bean per week and make a big pot of it. Lentils on Sunday become a soup, salad add-ins, and wraps. That's lunches solved.
Okay, so here's some time savers for weeknights. Sheet pan, some veggies and fish. Toss veggies with olive oil, salt, and roast. Add fish for the last 12 to 15 minutes.
So let's set up a 7-day mini trial that's actually realistic. So choose 3 dinners you'll happily repeat. Pack leftovers for lunch, for breakfast, so either oats and fruit or nuts and yogurt and fruit. No decisions. Walk after meals when you can, 10 to 15 minutes count. Share 2 meals with someone this week, friend, neighbor, family. It slows you down and checks the blue zone box.
Here's a grocery list shorthand for that plan. Your protein is salmon, fresh or frozen, canned tuna, sardines, eggs. The pantry is lentils, chickpeas, canned tomatoes, capers, and olives. For your carbs, there's brown rice, potatoes, whole grain, or legume, pasta, and oats. For your produce, salad greens, tomatoes, onions, garlic, lemons, and whatever veggie is on sale. And for your finishes, there's extra virgin olive oil, herbs, feta, or yogurt if you like dairy.
And if you're gluten-free or dairy-free, no problem. Swap in some quinoa, brown rice for grains. Skip the dairy or use lactose-free fermented if tolerated. Same plate template, so it makes it easy. So that's the start. Simple plate, a few swaps, cheap staples, batch once, coast all week.
Okay, before the finale, let's hit the spicy debates so nothing trips you up.
The first hot topic is olive oil versus seed oils.
Pro olive oil. It's rich in monounsaturated fat and polyphenols, and it's the fat used in a lot of Mediterranean trials we just talked about.
And the seed oil views, they're affordable and often neutral tasting, but studies have shown them to cause inflammation. It's best to stick to a healthy oil rich in omega-3s, such as olive oil or avocado oil. Next is carbs in a heart-healthy diet.
So in a low-carb camp, some folks see better glucose control and fewer cravings when they dial down the carbs.
And in the Mediterranean camp, whole grain and legume carbs with fiber work great for many, especially when the plate is half veggies and fats are mostly olive oil. Next is the blue zones. Proof or hype?
It's a helpful lifestyle blueprint. Move naturally, eat mostly plants, and connect socially. You're living with a purpose.
Yeah, the only cons about blue zones is that some centenarian counts in certain regions have record-keeping issues, so the exact numbers may be fuzzy.
Copy the habits, not the headlines. Walk more, eat plants first, share meals, build in a daily stress relief ritual. That's the part we can all use.
And rapid fire for the last three, wine is optional, ritual above alcohol. For supplements, think food first. Talk to your doc if you have any gaps, like vitamin D, B12, if your diet consists of a plant-heavy diet. And protein worries, your beans and fish and yogurt and eggs, if used, usually cover it if you're very active, and you can add a palm-sized protein at meals.
All right, debate settled. Up next, the finale. A fast recap, your 7 to 14 day game plan, and how to track results without obsession. Mediterranean meals, plants first. Big veggie or fruit-based, plus olive oil, fish, beans, and nuts. Keep red processed meat and sweets on the lighter side. It lines up with the American Heart Association guidance.
The science between randomized trials and big reviews, this diet is linked to fewer heart events and lower mortality. And remember, the lifestyle matters too. Walking, social meals, slower eating, and a sense of purpose.
Pick a few staple dinners, measure your olive oil, tablespoons, not guest pours, walk after meals when you can, and eat with people you love at least twice a week. Okay, so how to start without getting overwhelmed. Pick a few staple dinners, measure your olive oil, walk after meals when you can, and eat with people you love at least twice a week.
All right, so it's your turn. So try one Mediterranean dinner 3 times this week and tell us how it felt. What was your energy, cravings, and mood like?
Next time is our series finale. We'll compare all the diets we talked about and give you some insight to our experience with them, and then give you our choice of what works best and what we are currently using.
Until then, keep it simple, share a meal, and take that walk. Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed this discussion and found some value in it. We'd love to hear what your thoughts on today's topic are. So drop us a comment and let us know. And if you enjoy our conversations, consider subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you listen on.
From both of us here at Current Thoughts, thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another honest conversation. Till then, stay curious, stay open, and stay real.